Good morning, this is Jason.
Hey, Jason, it's John.
Hey, John, I am ready, brother.
Okay. I had somebody call in as you were calling in asking about the same spot, and he goes, hold on, let me talk to my wife, and I'll call me back in an hour. I'm going to have to tell him.
Bull crap, it was my fault.
Gotcha. No,
yeah, because as soon as I entered that lead, John, I started looking at his number. What's his number? Oh, there it is.
Yeah. Looks like you had one of our reps here. The good thing about us, though, is we're huge. We're the highest rated Google partner in the country. So, you know, when these spots come available, people try to get after them. It's almost like we're doing it for you. We kind of put the business in a position where they just got to answer the phone and get good reviews. If you could do that, then we'll take care of bringing the clients in for you, because we're not going to get paid unless you get paid each month, you know? So.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
All right. So let me create your account. Now, when we create this Google business profile, you only got to do this one time for as long as you own the business, unless you leave Paradise.
Right.
What, on the first page of Google, you can only have one number listed. Did you want to use this number?
Yes, this is the business number, 940-393-3233.
All right, perfect. And then you already have a nice website here. I'm going to go ahead and attach that to the listing. And then Google's going to send you a PIN in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. You only got to do this one time. But there's a little 5-digit number on the back of it that I'll need from you when it comes in. What's the street address that I could send that to?
It is 140 County Road, 3677.
Paradise. Got it. 76073.
That's it.
All right. Sorry about that. Didn't mean to cut you off there. It's a little rude. All right. And then your last name's Adams, right? Just like the business name?
All right.
Jason Adams. All right. And then because I'm giving you this deal with the discounted pricing structure, I forgot about that, actually. They're telling me I got to send you everything in writing to document it, because it's month to month and you're getting that rate indefinitely, as I promised. What's the email address that I could send that to?
It will be adamscomfortexpert@yahoo.com.
Okay. I'll send that in writing. We'll have you sign off on it. Also, I wanted to run this by you. We have some prepay options that people like to capitalize on. You are at the peak time of the year. I know 3 months from now, you'll definitely still be with us once you start seeing these clients come in. I'm just going to run this by you, okay? You don't got to jump on it, Jason, but it saves you money, right? So if you want to do a 3-month prepay, you could do it for $700. If you want to do a that'll save you $200 over the next 3 months. We have a 6-month deal you could do for $1,300, and that'll save you $500 over the next 6 months. And then we have an annual prepay you could do to take the spot for the whole year for $2,500 flat. And at $299, you're spending $36. So it's about half of what we normally charge if you were doing the normal pricing. But with your current package, that's going to save you about $1,100 over the course of the year on the year prepay. Yeah,
well,
pretty
I'll tell
big
you what,
saving.
I'll tell you what, that is a good saving, but I'll tell you what, let's do, John. Let's do the 700.
Okay.
Because I am tight, but I do want that savings, and I do want this Google listing.
Yeah, that's a good savings of $200. And then also, too, Jason, I'll send you my direct number and extension, and if you decide that you want to capitalize on one of those other packages down the line, just call me.
Now you're reading my mind. Yeah, you're reading my mind, brother. It'll take me 2 installs. I sell 2 installs, brother. I'm going to be calling you.
Oh, easily doable. We're at the peak time of the year, so, I mean, this is going to lock you up until October 17th at $700. So, yeah, you'll be good.
Hey, October 17th, John, I'll be in Grand Cayman, my friend.
You're gonna be hanging out on the beach.
Yeah, my wife and I, we've already paid for everything. It's 2 weeks in Grand Cayman. We got a house right on the beach. We got a rental car.
Beautiful.
We're going to get fat and drunk.
You're doing exactly what I've been doing the last couple of days. Me and my wife, we have a little boy. He's 3 years old, too. But we just booked Kauai in September. Man. Yeah, nice. So this is the fourth island in the last 2 years. So we're knocked out all the Hawaiian Islands. It's the last one.
Yeah. See, my wife and I'm retired Army. I'm retired Army. Our kids are grown.
Thank you for your service.
Oh, thank you, brother. But, you know, just real quick, John, I don't want to keep you too long, but my wife and
we were
never able to take vacations when the kids were growing up. Mm-hmm. And so we took our first vacation in 15 years last year. We went on a 7-day cruise.
Oof, and I got goosebumps.
It was so good that I told my wife, I said, babe, I said, next year is going to be twice as long. We're going to go two weeks. So we found a deal with some church friends of ours. They're going to go down there with us. We got, like I said, a house, a private house right on the beach on the island. And it's going to be so great.
Yeah, it gave me chills because I know how that is. I tell my wife, she goes, you know, should we just keep going on these vacations? You know, like you missed work time, I miss work time. And I go, look, once he starts going to school, you know, then that's a solid like 15 years where we're probably not going to be doing much like this. Right now he's little and we're going at a time where right when all the kids go back to school. So it's like we have everything to ourselves when we get out there. It's not going to be all crowded and overrun. And I was like, you can't do that once he's in school. Now we got to take summertime. That's when everybody else goes. The prices are up. There's people everywhere. It's like not enjoyable, you know? And she's like, oh. So, yeah, that's why I got chills because I'm like, I know it's going to happen.
I'll tell you something, brother. You going on those vacations with your wife right now while y'all can is extremely important for your marriage. I've been happily married for 23 years, buddy, and I'm telling you something. It's glue that keeps you together.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Yeah, no, amen to that. We were sitting down last night, and, you know, I work until 5, so I got a couple hours to kind of take them for a walk, go to the park, get a little sunshine, and then it's dark, you know? And we were going over it all, and I'm like, you know, what's crazy is our son, when we take these trips, these are the only times where he gets mom and dad 24 hours a day, undisturbed, you know? And he's a little guy. He doesn't understand that, you know, I got to go to work, and then she works at her own will. I try to get her not to, but she kind of has some friends from this company she's worked with for years. So she works, but it's opposite schedules. So he's always with one of us. We don't have to pay for the childcare, but I'm like, he never gets both of us for a whole days unless we go on these trips, you know? And so it's such a good bonding experience for all of us to just be like, hey, whatever's at home, who cares? We're out here on this island. You know, shut the phones off, me, you, him. You know, run around, and I feel like on my last days, that's the kind of stuff I'm going to think about. So I like building these memories, you know, when he was little and not a pain in the butt. Because I know it's coming. I know how teenagers are, you know. I was one of them.
Yeah.
So if he's anything like me, then I know he's going to be a handful.
Yeah.
I have your whole account created here. I wanted to ask you, did you want to leave your hours of operation, how it's listed online, that 8 to 6, Monday through Friday, and then Saturday 8 to 12, Sunday closed?
Yeah, because anything after that is going to be on a case-by-case basis, and I usually take the case.
Okay. I'm going to put a notification, too, when you guys are out in the Cayman Islands that, out of town, so they got an idea there. What were the exact dates on that trip?
It's going to be October 14th to the 28th.
Okay. A nice 2 weeks.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, brother.
That's going to be beautiful. It's right after my 32nd birthday. October 11th is my birthday.
That's going to be great, dude.
Oh, yeah. October's a good time to visit a lot of the islands, too. You get those shoulder months, September, October. You know, you get out on the beach, not a lot of people.
Yeah, it's after hurricane season, God willing, it's after hurricane season.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping that it will be, she looked at the weather down there during that time of the year. They said, low 90s, mid 90s. So I was like, okay.
It's a different kind of heat, though. Yeah, that's a different kind of heat because, you know, it depends. There's dry heat when you get in the desert, but when you're on the islands, that don't feel bad. That feels good,
yeah.
Especially you get some breeze coming off the water. It's good.
Oh,
you just
got
to make sure you cover up your skin. I went to Maui.
Yeah,
I got burnt so bad. Messed up all my days. Yeah, it was.
See, my buddy Ronnie from church, the one we're going with, he's our choir director, and he took his family to Hawaii, and he keeps trying to tell me, he's like, dude, we need to go to Hawaii next year.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, it's just Grand Cayman taken care of, Ronnie. We'll talk about Hawaii.
Yeah, Hawaii's beautiful. Hawaii's beautiful in different ways, though. But if you want to go, like, for me personally, I don't drink or do anything like that, so... I don't like the Oahu is the island everybody goes to, and it's kind of like a party town, and every time you stop the car, they want you to pay $20 for something, $30 to park anywhere, and, you know, they rob you. So I like going to, like, the Big Island or go to Maui, go to any island but that one, really. I mean, Oahu's beautiful, you know, but, I don't like all the people and the craziness, you know. I kind of like to get my family into, like, a private Airbnb.
Yes.
Relax.
I do drink a little bit, John, but I'm the same way. I do not like being around all the idiots, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when I drink, my wife and I, we drink together and we drink at home.
Yeah. She likes to drink a lot, my wife. But no, I had a doctor told me that I drank enough for a lifetime. He goes, some people, they could drink till they're 100. He goes, that's not you. He's like, you should stop. I go, really? You know? And he goes, your liver gets taxed pretty bad. And the problem with me is I don't have just one or two, you know. So I'll go put down a whole case, you know, and just sit outside.
I've got a nephew like that, and you know, I don't know what it is, but he's the same way. He can't just have a few. You know, he's got to have 30.
Yeah. Oh, I'm bad. I would go and get a, you know, a little thing of whiskey. I used to like drink Jack Daniels, and then I'd get a case of beer, like Coors Light. And then I would down the whiskey, get me going real good. And then I would just sip on the Coors Light like it was water, you know, and that would keep me hydrated.
Lying to yourself, huh, John?
Yeah. I say, how many drinks you have in a day? And I go, oh man, do we start at the whiskey or do we start at the Coors Light?
Well, you know what, John? I wanna congratulate you for getting away from that, brother. That's not an easy thing, man. And I applaud you.
It's been a full year. Yeah, it's been a full year. It's been tough, but it, you know, because you get stressed out. Yeah,
hey,
that's kind of the time.
Hey, without doing that stuff, now you can afford to take your kids, your wife, and your kid on a vacation.
Yeah.
You know, you
don't even realize. I used to say that all the time. Where did all this money come from? I've been saying that this year.
Right. You're not drinking it.
Yeah. Well, you know what was bad, too, is when I would do it, I would go, instead of staying at home with the family and enjoying the evening, I'd get home and I would get some, and then I would head over to the golf course. And so then spend the last couple hours of the day at the golf course. So I wasn't really spending time with the family either. I'd get a little drunk and go out and hit golf balls.
Man.
Yeah, and it was just like I was spending money on that. I was spending money on the alcohol.
To be at home, brother.
Yeah, especially this time, you know. Maybe later, you know, I told doctor, I was like, I ain't going to give it up forever, but let's let everything be all healed up, and I'll talk to God about it. But God made me. He knows I like to drink.
Amen, brother. That's right. That is right.
Yeah, he knows I like.
Well, what else we got to do here? We ready to pay this bill?
Yeah, let me go ahead and pull up the billing here. Is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending that Google PIN verification letter in the mail?
Sure is,
that
brother.
140 Country Road. All right, Jason, I'm ready for you.
Okay, it is a Visa.
Okay.
Number is 4144.
4144.
3924.
3924.
0125.
0125.
1491.
1491. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
0527.
0527. and then there's a three-digit code on the back.
That is 917.
917, okay. And you said you guys have a Facebook page, right?
I've got a Facebook page. It's just a basic Facebook page.
Okay.
But it's Adams Comfort Experts, you know.
Let me look you up and see what I can find here. Well, this has got to be it because this is the number we're on right here. 940-393.
And I don't know if you can work it in there, John, but the Amana,
yeah, that's why
Amana units that I sell mm-hmm. come with a lifetime unit replacement warranty.
Okay.
From the manufacturer. Now, you've got to put limited lifetime warranty because it does not transfer. The limit on it is as long as you own your home. Now,
okay.
I know this warranty to be true, John, because I've changed out two condensers under this warranty. Didn't cost my client a dime except for the labor for me to do it.
Mm.
And, I mean, compressor went bad, John, and I called him to get a new compressor, and he says, no, just bring me the whole unit. I said, what? He says, bring me the whole unit. I'll give you a brand new one. I said, whoa. I said, wait a minute. What are you talking about here? He says, unit has a lifetime unit replacement warranty on it. He says, the customer purchased it. And I looked at my client, and I said, did you know this, Nate? He goes, no, I didn't know that. I was like, I had him on speakerphone. I was like, I told the guy
he
on the
just
phone,
puts
said,
his wallet away. He goes, oh, yeah. This is great.
So my guy that I had from the supply house, I had him on the phone. I said, wait a minute. I said, what's your salesman's name? He says, Brandon. I said, have him call me ASAP. And the guy laughed. He goes, you want to become a dealer? I said, yeah, I do. Yes, I do. Have your salesman call me.
Yeah. The units have a limited lifetime warranty. That's beautiful. Do you know what the limits are to the warranty? No, this is just my own curiosity. I'm not going to post
it. Okay, the limits are as long as you own your home, and the lifetime unit replacement warranty is for the outside unit only, which is the big money unit. The air handler and all the other parts in the air handler have a 10-year warranty. And let's say, John, 15 years down the road, they've changed freons again, which they're fixing to do January 1st. They're fixing to change freons again. And let's say that you have a 410A condenser. The compressor goes bad. Well, they give you a new condenser, which is a new freon. The only thing you would have to do is change your expansion valve upstairs, which is about $180 part, plus the labor to put that in, which is maybe 2 hours. So even 15, 20 years down the road, you're paying hundreds versus tens of thousands.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's what I said.
That's brutal. Yeah, especially
now,
out there, too. You know, you need it. Come this time of the year, you need that.
Well, I have two very aggressive approaches I'm doing for this, John. Number one is that Amana lifetime warranty. Now, when I go in and interview a customer, I find out right off the bat, are you going to stay in this house until you die, or are you potentially going to be selling in 10 years?
Mm-hmm.
Now, once I have that question answered, I have two aggressive paths that I go with. Stay there, I go with Amana, lifetime warranty.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean,
okay.
If you're there, the home, but that's what I was wondering. So the warranty doesn't transfer if they sell the property.
If they sell
that
the house.
Right, because that would put a lot of extra value to the property, you know. It's
exactly.
You never have to worry about AC problem again, you know.
Okay.
You sell it.
So my other aggressive route, let's say they're wanting to sell the house in maybe 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if they purchase a Goodman system from me, it comes with a 10-year parts and labor warranty. Parts and labor. Goodman pays my labor.
Wow. And
that
that's at your own discretion?
Very aggressive routes that I'm taking as far as my sales, John.
Yeah. No, you got it on, you got it locked. I mean, I'm ready to buy right now. You want
to? I'm going to tell Google about this system, baby.
Yeah. All day. All day. Yeah.
And John, I don't know if you can work it into the Google thing, but we offer financing now. That's something we didn't do the first time.
Yeah. So what I'm going to do actually, okay, because I already have the account created and we secured that spot. I put the notification you'll be out of town October 14th to 28th with the missus. And I put the notes down on the limited lifetime warranty for homeowners. But I want to have a client interview with you where you could sit down with our client interview tech, hopefully later today, maybe tomorrow. But
okay.
It just depends on what your schedule looks like, really. But I want them to interview you, and so that way we're not missing these selling points. You know, these are things that I think would make your phone ring even more, you know.
Okay.
Just being up there is going to get them to come in, but I feel like those are things that would sell them. By the time they call you, it's like, hey, when can you get out here, you know. I feel
right.
like if we could document this. So what's your schedule look like today?
Well, since I am sitting here talking to you, I ain't got nothing going on, brother.
Okay, well, let's get it rolling. Let me pull up this calendar here and see if I can get these guys to circle back at the top of the hour, or maybe even get a live transfer over, because I want to get this rolling right away when we have
me
time. Because what happens sometimes is I'll sign these guys up, and then we try to follow up with them after a couple weeks, and it's like, they're so busy, you know.
Yep.
I can't get a hold of them. We're playing phone tag sometimes. So let's get this thing going. I have a slot available here actually in an hour, they said. They want to do some keyword research. So that way we have the right services we're listing you for. Obviously we're going to list you for HVAC, but we give you about 15 different phrases that we could use at a time in order to help you land these guys. And so they kind of want to do a little more research and make sure that they're better prepared for the call. Does that work for you between 11 and 12?
Absolutely does.
All right, perfect. And you could brainstorm some of those selling points, and we'll make sure we get it all down. And then for the Facebook page, we're going to give that Facebook page a boost also. I know you're not running any ads through it, but you did actually a pretty good job on the Facebook page. You undermined it a bit, but I like your logo, and it looks professional. Sure, we can add some more pictures to it and other things, but
right.
It's not really getting eyes on it at this point. Once we get some eyes on it, it'll do good.
Yeah, and my financing company, Optimus and Green Sky, I've got some logos that I'm authorized to put on my website. I do have a little push button there that takes you straight to my financing application, which I thought was a nice feature.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Website looks good, too, by the way.
Thank you, sir. I made that myself.
Did good. Did good. I see business owners all the time trying to make their own websites, and the words are all out of place and off to the side of the screen and looks all crazy, you know. But I like how it's pretty simple, because I tell people you overcomplicate the site, and they get in there and they see one thing they don't like, or if it takes a while to load on their phone or whatever the case may be, they get frustrated and they hop off of it. They feel that bead of sweat go running down their forehead, and they say, "This is taking too long. Let me call somebody else."
Brother, I'm telling you right now, man, I do not like technology, and if something doesn't come easy, I'm on to the next thing because I'm frustrated.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. So we try to make it
that's
as convenient.
That's why people love Google.
Google
is, like you said, it's been the number one advertising thing platform for businesses for the past 17 years because it's so easy.
Exactly. It's just right in their pocket, you know. If there's a problem and there's, you know, AC goes out, you got a baby in the house, that's an emergency, especially when it's real hot out. You just pull your phone out, call somebody, get them on the line. Hey, how quick can you get over here, you know? And that's really how it goes down. Yeah. All right. So I got the account set up. You should have confirmation text messages coming through with like an outline of the agreement in writing. I got this appointment scheduled here in about an hour. So I'm just going to work on this, send out your Google PIN verification. But there's a form I want you to pull up in your text messages here, and it's going to ask you to send in any license, insurance, things like that, so that way we can let the customers know that, you know, you're legitimate, right?
Legitimate, yes, sir.
All right. So if you go into
when I send those in, can I just take a picture of them and send them in?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to show you right now, because I don't know how computer savvy you are, but this is probably like the most techie thing I'll have you do ever. So,
amen.
Okay, if you go to your text, there's a, you'll see one in there. It'll say local splash, and then it says Jason to get your Google business profile verified.
Yep, I just, there it is.
There's a few of them in there. One of them's like a tracking system. The other one's an outline of the agreement in writing. My number's in there. So you have about four of them total. But that one,
yeah,
it says to get your Google business profile verified. There's a link in there. It says url.localsplash.com/Google.
Okay. localsplash.com, okay, slash Google.
Yep, click on that, and this is the form right here.
Okay.
And so you ask me, oh, can I just take a picture of it? Absolutely. You scroll down, and you'll see where it asks you for anything, a photo of anything. There's a little upload tab. If you tap on that, it'll flip around to the camera on your phone, and you just snap a picture of it.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, let's see.
If you have a problem with that, though, at the bottom of this text, you got my direct number and extension. It's also attached to every text and email that you get from us. So you could always call in. I'll walk you through it. Okay. Don't panic.
Now,
John,
this Gmail address, I don't know the password to it. Can I switch it over to my Yahoo?
Oh, shoot. Okay. I have your Yahoo. It's adamscomfortexperts@yahoo.com.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what we have on file. If it's saying Gmail on there, you just want to plug in your full email, though. You just delete it and put the adamscomfortexperts@yahoo.com and it's your email.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we have it as Yahoo also. Obviously, as a Google partner, we probably prefer Gmail, you know, but I know how it is with these emails. Once you have them for a while, you don't want to get rid of them, you know. Sometimes you're more comfortable with the platform you've had for a while.
Adam's Comfort Experts. Yeah. Okay.
You take your time with that. Just let me know if you have any other questions. I'm going to hang on the line with you here.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Okay. Picture of tools and equipment which you carry out to work. Do I need to do that?
Yeah, I mean, the ones that have the little red asterisk next to it, that little red star thing, those are the most important ones. If it doesn't have that, then it's optional. A lot of the times, guys are like, hey, I don't want to send my license plate number. You don't got to do that either. You can just snap a picture of it and cover it with your finger or something, you know, cover the number. They just want to see that it's in Texas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let me get some pictures here.
I know. Then I got to ask him, I'm like, who are you hiding from, you know? Should I be recommending you to people who you hiding? You know.
Let's see. So I can just put a picture of my gauges, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't matter. They just want something there so it shows that you're cooperating and you're a real person on the other end, you know?
Yeah, right.
They don't want throw somebody out there that they can't verify is real, and then people are calling a dead number or somebody that's not going to be able to do anything for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so browse. Camera.
What was that?
I'm taking pictures here.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah, we're getting a real head start on this, and I'm glad we're doing this because this is the hardest part, and sometimes I just sign these guys up and I go, hey, you got it? And they say, yeah, I got it. And then three days later, I'm blowing them up going, hey, what happened? You know,
yeah.
No, it takes so long. You just fill out this form, send it in. But I do understand sometimes they get to a point where it's asking for license and registration. If they've been in business for a long time, they're like, I got to find this stuff, you know, or I got to call up the company that, you know, insurance is from or whatever the case is. And I can understand that. If that hangs you up, then, you know, spill out as much as you can right now, take care of that one later. And then, you know, if there's ever an issue, it tells you right at the bottom. We're partnered with Google, so we could always just three-way call with a rep on the line and we'll verify or listen over the phone. If we tell them you're doing Google advertising, they know there's money involved. They jump all over it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you're not paying for anything, and they just kind of, he wants to get verified. Well, whatever. You know, they just kind of lollygag it over there.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, this thing is not loading for some reason.
Hmm.
Let me try this again.
Okay. By the time this 3 months is up, I imagine you'll probably be done with Home Advisor by Angie's, if not sooner.
I would hope so, because I don't want to continue using them, because they are, you know, for lack of a better word, vipers.
Yeah, yeah. I know how they are. They nickel and dime every chance they get and giving the same lead to five guys, and then you don't get it. And they say, oh, you weren't fast enough, or you didn't sell it good enough. And it's like, dude, you gave it to five people. Like, what did you,
what did you think was going to happen?
Yeah, and then they want 50, 60 bucks for that. It's like, Jesus, you know.
Well, the one they just sent me was 137.
Oh, my God. And that was the one that we went on hold for a second?
Yep.
Oh, Jesus. And it didn't pan out?
Hadn't called me back yet.
Oh, my God. Because you know what happens on there? They'll get quotes from like five people, you know, so he might hear you out and get a general idea on what your pricing is. And he goes, okay, well, I know I'm going to get a couple other guys calling me since I filled out this Home Advisor thing. And then they just kind of, they'll hear all of you out and pick whatever's cheapest for them. You know,
yeah.
It does a real service to the homeowner in that regard, but it's not good for the business owners that are paying for those leads.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll get you out of there, though. Once you have you on the first page and people calling you directly, I don't think you'll ever buy another lead again. It's just a different ball game. You're catching people who are calling you instead of you trying to call them back.
And, mm-hmm.
You know, it's just different.
All right. What is going on here? It won't let me. Hang on a second. Media picker. Gallery. Nope. Nope.
All right. What's going on?
Okay. Oh. I've got to do this in my gallery. I know what I'm doing wrong. Hang on just a second.
Okay.
Technology.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a pain in the butt, but it also makes our lives easier sometimes. Sometimes. Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Even me, some days I get real frustrated and I go, okay. The worst ones are those checkouts when you get to places and you get all your shopping done and you're trying to just get home with the groceries and it's just scan again,
yeah.
Scan again. And I'm like, this does not help anybody. Like, this is just waste.
Okay. For some reason, it's not loading the picture.
It might be because you're asking your phone to do a lot. You know, what I'll do is, I mean, do you feel like, you get a general idea on how to do it, how to do the form and fill it out?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to hop off here and let your phone get the full Wi-Fi benefit. Cause when you're using a line and then, you know, if you got Wi-Fi or the internet signal going at the same time, you're kind of overloading that little machine there.
Yeah. It's slowing it down.
Yeah, so I don't think there's much more I could help you with at this point. You just got to kind of get those photos to load and things like that. So I want to officially, you know, welcome you aboard, say thank you for signing up. Your payment of $700 was processed today on the 17th of July. It's going to auto-renew at $299 on October 17th. So you don't have another bill until October 17th. What I did is I set it up to auto-renew at $299, so you get that initial agreement that we talked about. But if you call me before then and want to do a prepay, obviously we'll readjust the agreement from there. But you're going to see all this in writing in one of those other documents in your text messages called your subscription terms. It's all outlined in black and white. Our services are at will, so we're basically locked in until October 17th. If you ever want to discontinue, not that I think you will, but I just want to fully disclose, you can cancel at any time. We don't hold anybody hostage. We don't have any kind of cancellation fees, penalties, anything like that. We only want to work with people that want to be up there, you know? So,
okay.
Just full disclosure there. Right. And then you also have my number. So if you ever feel like you're getting hung up on anything, you got myself, and we also have a 24/7 customer service department here that'll be able to help you. You just dial in, and we'll walk you through it all, make sure it's working. Okay.
Sounds great, John. And I'm going to tell you something, brother. I have thoroughly enjoyed talking to you, man.
Likewise. I think we're going to get along great. You know, I think that's really important, too, is having somebody that you can rely on and communicate with on the same level, you know. Sometimes you get these guys, and they got that broken English. And I ain't a racist, but I send them over to somebody else.
I do, too. You know, I was a 50-cal gunner. I was a 50-cal gunner, and I got blowed up a couple times. So I'm hard of hearing. So when I get somebody on there with broken English, I cannot understand them. And I don't want to be mean or anything. I was like, look, you got to find me somebody else to talk to.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah, I get the same way. I'm like, look, if I'm explaining all this stuff to him, a verification letter, filling out a form, and he's hardly understanding it, you know, that's not good. And I'm like, okay, it's going to hinder the success. Let's get somebody who speaks Spanish.
All right, John. Well, I appreciate it. Let me get on the rest of this setup here.
Okay.
And
do your thing. We're going to circle back with you at the top of the hour, okay?
Okay, John. Thank you, brother. All right. Have a blessed day.
Likewise. I'll talk to you soon. God bless.
All right, buddy. Bye.
Bye.